Now I'd like you to choose a spot above your chest level. Any spot is fine. You might lie down for this meditation, or you could just sit down in a comfortable place. This is a time of empowerment. This is a time of activating your parasympathetic nervous system. So fix your gaze onto a spot. I'm going to count 1 to 10. And as I count, allow your eyes to get tired and tired until they just want to close. They want to move into a better place. A better place of relaxation. Relaxation is a bridge that connects you to your parasympathetic center, your body healing center. Relaxation reduces the cortisol levels, optimizes your brain functions for calm, for relaxation, for resilience, for confidence. However, you have to choose to cooperate. You have to surrender in the present moment to relaxation. Now I'm going to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Deeply relaxed. 6, 7. Deeply relaxed. Still. 8, 9, and 10. If you've not already closed your eyes, why don't you just close them right now? Close them. Let them get into that lovely, lovely, beautiful relaxation state. Now just imagine your entire body in a state of relaxation. Visualize the muscles in your body, from your head to your toes, unwinding into a state of relaxation. As you take a deep breath and just blow it out. That's good. Take another deep breath and just take it out. Blow it out gradually through your mouth. Now take a deeper breath and sustain it for a while before you let it out through your mouth. Sustain it. And just let it go. So let that go. Let you go. It's time for you to surrender in this present moment to relaxation. Relaxation opens up your ability of your body to heal itself. It opens up your body healing system for recovery, for rejuvenation. For a state of biochemical restructuring that favors relaxation and healing. That's good. Now, allow your mind to shift for a moment. I'd like you to imagine that you're just standing in front of a staircase, and that staircase contains 10 stairs. Just in front of you right there, very beautiful staircase. Now I'm going to ask you to go down the stairs, counting from 10 to 1. And each count takes you deeper into a state of parasympathetic relaxation. I start. 10. You can take the first step. 9. 8, 7, 6, deeper in relaxation. 5, 4, deeper still in relaxation. 3, 2, and 1. As you get to the bottom of the stairs, you realize that you are in your special place. Your special place is a place of safety. It's a place of empowerment. It's a place of rejuvenation, calm, and resiliency. Now, this special place could be wherever your mind leads you that is comfortable. It could be somewhere you've been before, or just follow your mind, the guidance of your mind, to lead you to this place. Follow the wisdom of your mind to create this lovely, special place, the place of relaxation. Now, this is your resource center, a place of safety, of power, of rejuvenation, of healing, and of brain rewiring for greater resiliency in these difficult times. Explore this beautiful environment in awareness as you breathe in the fresh air. Unite yourself with the beauty of this environment. This is your place of empowerment. This is your new special place that you can always return to every day to rejuvenate, to heal your body and your mind, to protect your emotions from being overwhelmed, from the fears, the anxieties, that the uncertainties that we face today are generating. Now, take a comfortable position in your special place. You could sit down, you could lie down. And just imagine that your entire body is feeling very, very relaxed. Feel that sense of relaxation engulfing your entire being. And a sense of gratitude for this moment, for this life, for this sense of self, for the family, for nature, for everything around you that makes your life meaningful. Now look around you. It's a lovely day. The sun is shining and everything around you is calm and beautiful. Now you just realize that there are two unusual personalities in front of you, right in front of you. They appear from nowhere and they represent your obsessions and your compulsions. Two different personalities visiting you in this special place. Now you realize that you are in charge in this special place. You are the boss in this special place. You are in control of anything that might want to exert the authorities upon you outside of your special place. But because you are in your special place, you have the ability to change them, to orchestrate change that will advance your future wellness and happiness. Now, pay attention to these two personalities. Remember, they represent your obsessions and your compulsions. How does your mind represent them? I like you to picture them in your mind. What do you see? What pictures come to your mind with regards to their physical features? Allow your mind to picture them any way your mind likes. What does your obsession look like? How do you perceive your compulsions? Remember, there are different psychic personalities within your mind. Picture them and make them vivid in your mind. If you like, you can even give them a name each. Now remember that your intrusive obsessions that you've carried for perhaps a few years, a few months, I don't know how long you've had it, and your compulsive behaviors that you perform to relieve the anxiety generated by your obsessions are both psychic personalities with distinctive roles within the psyche. They think they are protecting you from danger. They actually believe that they are your only true protectors. They believe that they're shielding you from unbearable repressed emotions, especially from your childhood when you couldn't defend yourself. Now it's time to build relationship with them. Now it's time to let them know that you appreciate their concerns. Thank them that you are now aware that they're serving a protective role within your psyche, trying their best, their hardest, to ensure that you're safe and you're well. Tell them that you appreciate their concerns about you. Now, ask them, one after the other, why they have decided to play a protective role within your psyche. What are they protecting you from by making your thoughts to be dominated by obsessive intrusive thoughts and your behaviors with compulsive urges? Listen carefully to what they tell you. Listen with your internal channels, your imagination, your intuitive knowing, your emotions, your perceptions, and your bodily sensations. Listen carefully and take note of whatever they tell you. Pay attention to your imagination. You might see a picture, an image, a memory might appear. Pay attention to everything. Everything counts at this time. Now it's time to defend yourself and ask them to step aside. Now tell your obsessions and compulsions that you appreciate all their efforts in your life. Tell them that you are thankful for trying to protect you. However, you are no longer a helpless and vulnerable child who was unable to defend and keep herself safe, very safe. Tell them that you are now a grown-up adult with many allies, many supporters, many fans, many helpers who are able to come to your rescue should you are faced with unexpected danger. Let them know that you are now well resourceful with better physical agility, better cognitive functions, and better emotional regulatory capacities to be able to defend yourself. Let them know that you now have the ability to use words to defend yourself and verbally ventilate your repressed emotions towards whoever wants to take advantage of you. Inform your obsessions and your compulsions that you can now activate your natural aggression, your fight flight response against anyone, anything who might want to harm you. Now reaffirm the following affirmations. I am now an adult and no longer a child who requires constant protection and constant micromanagement. I am now responsible to process any repressed emotions of my inner child and grieve my childhood losses and developmental unmet needs that may exist. This may be what you are protecting me from, my obsessions and my compulsions. But I now take responsibility for processing these emotions and carrying out my own grief release work and heal the trauma of my inner child that may exist. I now embrace self-compassion. I embrace self-acceptance. I embrace empathy and self-care towards my inner child. As an adult, I am ready and willing to refather myself every day. I'm ready and willing to refather through self-protection my inner self and remother through self-compassion my inner child. I need no help from your protective roles anymore. I need no help from your protective roles that drive me towards obsessions and compulsions as a way of hiding me away from the repressed emotions of my childhood. I am now in awareness and no longer in dissociation. and now deal in compassion and not in denial or repression. Now show your obsessions and compulsions the cloud that carries all your unresolved emotions. This cloud is right above all of you, where you're sitting, right there, in your special place. Show them, show your obsessions and compulsions, right up the sky above. Ask them to look up. This cloud is very transparent, so everybody could see the contents in this cloud that carry each repressed emotions that the obsessions and compulsions might be protecting you from. You can see all your repressed emotions, and they can see them too. Now, mention all those emotions to your obsessions and compulsions as they stand in front of you. Your obsessions and compulsions, personalities, are now your witnesses. Witnessing the processing of your repressed emotions. This is very powerful. For healing to take place, there has to be a witness. For psychological healing to take place, there has to be a witness. Now, your obsessions and your compulsions, which are your psychic protectors, are now serving as the two witnesses. Now, take a deep breath. And just blow it out gradually through your mouth. And remain grounded and centered in your special and empowered place. Then say the following words. My self-shaming is no longer mine. It belongs to the past. My rage and anger repressed are no longer mine. They belong to the past. Now continue to mention other repressed emotions or unresolved grief that you may remember having. Continue to mention those negative attributes, those negative symptoms, those repressed, unprocessed grief reactions of your past, and start to release them. Say, they are not yours, and pass them backward. This is the time to pass them backward where they belong. They belong to the trauma of the past, the way life has treated you in the past. These are not your things. They are the things that are the traumatic life events have imposed upon your psyche. Now pass them backward. If you don't pass them backward, you pass them forward. If you don't pass them backward, you pass them forward. Go ahead. Confess some of those negative repressed emotions and deny them, disown them. Say, they are no longer mine. They belong to the past. They are no longer mine. They belong to the past. Separate from your repressed emotions. Unblend from them. Remember, it is okay to allow yourself to express feelings at this time and emotions. You are in your special place, fully grounded, fully centered, and therefore protected from being overwhelmed by your emotions. However, it's okay to allow yourself to feel feelings. It's okay to feel those feelings as you let them go. Allow yourself to grieve and heal, if necessary, by releasing those emotions through the process of crying or emoting or verbally ventilating for a while. Take your time. This is your time to release emotions. Do not hide away from self. Do not dissociate. Stay and be grounded in your special place. As you pay attention to your breathing, and you continue to identify those very difficult emotions that you've try to repress over time. And once you've accessed them, say within your mind, I let it go. You belong to my past. You belong to my past. You are no longer part of my future, nor my present moment. Go ahead, feel those feelings and release them. Go ahead, feel those feelings and let them go. Healing is taking place right now. Healing is taking place right now. After you finish these sessions, you realize that your obsessions and your compulsions can't have any legal grounds to be able to be within your psyche, because what they are protecting are what you are releasing right now. Take a deep breath and just let it go. That's good. Now say this: my self-hate is no longer mine. It belongs to the past. My inner critics are no longer mine. They belong to the past. My low self-esteem is no longer mine. It belongs to the past. My self-mutilation attitudes, such as self-sabotaging, self-harming, suicidal ideation, are no longer mine. They belong to the past. My fear and anxiety that I feel in my mind and body are no longer mine. They belong to the past. My toxic guilt is no longer mine. It belongs to the past. My obsessive mood-altering activities like gambling, like smoking, like drinking too much, like whatever other things that I might be doing to numb myself or feelings, they're no longer mine. I let them go. I let them go now in the presence of the two witnesses that have been protecting me against these feelings. I'm now releasing them today, while the two of you, my obsessions and my compulsions, serve as my witnesses. You are now witnesses to the release of this cloud. You are now witnesses to the release of this cloud. You are witnesses to the release of this cloud. All the repressed emotions that you have been protecting me from, you are now witnessing their release. Now it's time to send the cloud away while the two witnesses watch. Once you're finished acknowledging all your repressed emotions in the presence of your two witnesses, that is, your compulsions and your obsessions, now take a deep breath and just blow them out through your mouth while you remain grounded in your spaceship light and fully empowered. Visualize this cloud shrinking and moving away from you. This cloud is moving away from you and shrinking at the same time. Watch this cloud getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller until it disappears into the horizon. Now take a huge deep breath of relief and just blow it out. That's good. You are now free from these hidden repressed emotions that you've been forcing your obsessions and compulsions to serve as your distractions, so that you will not come face to face with those repressed emotions, which they think are more harmful to you than the discomfort of your obsessive and compulsive thoughts and urges. Now it's time to ask your two witnesses to give up their protecting role ask your two witnesses to give up their protective roles, their protective roles that they've been doing. Ask your two witnesses to give up their protective roles. This is very important. Now that you've released your repressed emotions, ask your obsession and compulsion. There's time to give up their protective roles. As there's nothing for them to protect you against anymore. No job exists for them anymore. Listen to what they have to say to you. If they say, no, we can't give up our role, continue to reassure them that you are not an adult that can take care of yourself. You can re-nurture your own inner child. You are not releasing your childhood losses. You are releasing your childhood griefs by yourself in your awareness, in your special place. Continue to reassure them and pay attention. Once you get a go-ahead, visualize these two witnesses getting smaller and smaller. Visualize your obsessions, personality, and your compulsions, personality, getting smaller, just right in front of you, as they back away from you. This is crucial. Watch them becoming smaller and smaller until they are caught up by the winds and blown away from your sight. Now they are gone. Totally gone. They are gone. Totally gone. You are now a fully fledged, fully responsible adult, able to self-regulate, able to build your internal locus of control for relaxation response, able to resist any compulsive urge, any obsessive thought. You are emotionally, biochemically, and cognitively resilient. You are able to enter a relaxation state daily to build your resiliency. Even before any life situations get to you, you are already prepared. You activate your body healing center through daily meditation exercises. This protects you from getting overwhelmed with the fear that is generated by life uncertainties. You may feel afraid as a result of unexpected life uncertainties and problems that you may face, but reassure yourself that you are able to deal with the challenges of life as they come without repressing them. You are open to seeking appropriate help from appropriate sources at the appropriate time, early help seeking. You embrace the interconnectedness of other people with compassionate others to co-regulate your emotions and feelings. You resist and reject chronic self-isolation that shrinks the brain functions, the brain neurons. Chronic self-isolation breeds fear and increases obsessive and compulsive thoughts and behaviors. So you reject that. You connect with life instantly. This is your near natural state. Relaxation, reassurance, and resilience. Now it's time to break the habits of your body with the law of repetition. The law of repetition. Now, the mind and the body still carry the habits of your old obsessions and compulsions. Even though you've released the personalities behind the obsessions and compulsions within the psyche, the brain has rewired itself over the years to make your obsessive thoughts and your compulsive behaviors automatic. So it will take time for the body and your mind to unlearn the old hardwired obsessions and compulsions. This is why you use the thought stopping technique. So you continue to resist the urges of the body to complete your hood compulsions, and the urges of your obsessive intrusive thoughts to paralyze you with fear and anxiety. Practice the thought stopping to think. How does that work? When your ingrained obsession strikes, say assertively within you, "Stop." Or you can say, "Be quiet." Or you can say, "Shut up. This is not for me. This belongs in my past. And I move it to the past." Use this technique daily and several times a day until the thoughts and the urges start to shrink in their intensities. This takes time. It takes time. So be patient. Be patient. You can also use the 15-minute rule. The 15-minute rule technique. To break the shackles of your compulsive urges. This is when you delay the gratification of performing your compulsions for at least 15 minutes. Redirect instead your energy. Within this time delay, when you're waiting for 15 minutes, towards something that you enjoy doing that can contribute to the activation of your body healing center, your parasympathetic nervous system, such as singing, going for a walk, speaking to a lovely friend, meditating, playing a musical instrument, playing with a pet, and many other blood flowing, blood boosting activities that are healing in nature. You now possess the power to resist your urges for at least 15 minutes. After you conquer the 15-minute time delay, extend the time delay again to like 30 minutes, then an hour, until you relegate your old habits of obsessions and compulsion to just a mere toothless disturbance. Just right there at the back of your mind, there's no power to cause you to move into an anxiety state or a frenzy state or a compulsive state. Each time that you resist, you reinforce your neurological pathways for recovery that have been built right now. Each resistance changes your biochemistry towards greater freedom. Always remind yourself that these obsessions and compulsions are no longer mine, as they have no rules within my psyche anymore. They voluntarily gave up their role, and I'm now reconditioning the old habits of the body and mind. Remember that there will be times that your old compulsions will win. In other words, you will be forced to complete your compulsions. Even when this happens from time to time, there's no condemnation, there's no blaming, no self-blaming. Whenever your compulsions seem to win or seem to have won, visualize yourself in your special place. Take a deep breath. Blow it out gradually and visualize yourself being unfolded with a sense of self-compassion, self-appreciation, no condemnation. Just tell your old compulsions and obsessions that while they might have won in this case, you will win next time. Refuse to self-hate, self-shame, self-condemn. This is always the rhythm of progress. Sometimes two steps forward and one step backward. You never lose. You never lose in life unless you give up trying, you give up resisting. By using this meditation daily for the next 3 months, you build stronger neural wiring for resilience that will help you to take full control of your old habits of compulsions and your obsessions. You are now emotionally resilient like never before. But you have to pass the law of repetition. You have to repeat this meditation the first 21 days, very critical, and take it to the next 3 months, even better. Now it's time to reaffirm your new self. Now take a deep breath. Feel a huge sense of relief as you absorb the positive energy of your resource environment once again. Now that your obsession and its connecting compulsion have been relieved of their protective roles, So your obsessions and their connected compulsions have been relieved of their protective role. Say the following power of the nations within you to reconstruct the foundation of your full recovery. Take a deep breath and just blow it out and say these words. I am a human being and not a human doing. I am now a fully grown adult that has a past, but in spite of my past, I now embrace a future of resilience, of responsibility, and of empowerment. I no longer need my psychic protectors to protect me, as though I was still that lost, that helpless, that vulnerable child that requires constant protection and micromanagement. I'm now a fully fledged human that have the ability to self-protect and to self-regulate. I embrace my own healing process and full restoration. I embrace the courage to resist the residual body memory, to obsess with my old obsessions and carry out my old compulsions. They no longer have any negative protective roles within my psyche. I'm totally free. I'm fully alive. I refuse to blend with my inner critics to undermine the progress and the autonomy that I achieved today. I refuse to collaborate with the inner aggressors within me that represent the trauma and pains of my past to destroy my pathway to change and transformation. I am an embodiment of calm, an embodiment of relaxation, an embodiment of strength, an embodiment of happiness. I process my emerging repressed emotions, the life might bring towards me in the future, before they even take up a negative protective role within my psyche. I am constantly in awareness at the center of my consciousness, leading and governing my own psyche. This is my new natural state. Healing, relaxation, self-regulation, emotional regulation, creativity, opportunity, abundance, expansiveness. I am fully alive. I'm totally in control. Now take a deep breath. It's time to come back to the present state of awareness. Now stand up from where you are seated. Remember, you are still in your special place. And gradually walk back to the bottom of the stairs where we got into your special place in the first place. I'm going to count from 1 to 10 for you to return to full awareness, feeling empowered, feeling re-energized, feeling grateful. Take a step upon each count. 1, 2, 3, 4. You can feel your energy for wellness growing as you're coming up. 5. On that step 5, just look back and visualize your special place that you've been all this while and say, I will be back tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow to rewire my brain, to strengthen the pathways, to make the neurological circuitries more robust, more developed, well strengthened, so that positive signals of your achievement, of your recovery can flow easily. That is good. Feeling completely rejuvenated. 6. 7, 8, 9, becoming aware of your immediate environment and 10, fully awake, fully refreshed. See you tomorrow.